Now, the Appalachian Trail is a truly a beautiful place in the world where lots of people find some peace and tranquility. But since 1974, there have in fact been 11 murders on the Appalachian Trail, and one of the most recent ones actually occurred in only 2011, and it still remains completely unsolved. So you might think that you're going for a beautiful nature hike, but there could also be much more menacing and lurking things out there. So let's take a step into the Appalachian and go bravely into the unknown. Hey everyone, just before the stories start, if you want to support my channel, then make sure you check out my Patreon in the description below, where you can get early access to my videos, and make sure you check out my podcast too, which is also there. Just a quick thing I'd like to share before this begins. I think that if you're someone who struggles with mental health, remember, it can be very important to set goals and targets for yourself. I always find for myself that the worst I'll get is when I don't have any targets or goals or things that I'm working towards. It's almost like I go into a limbo and my mind starts to turn on me a bit, so it's just something to consider. And remember, whatever you're going through, if you're dealing with mental health issues or struggling generally, you're not alone in it, even if it feels like it, and there's lots of other people out there who completely understand and who are going through a similar thing. But the most important thing is to recognize that you're not alone in it, and there is help there if you need it, and just to keep going. So I hope everybody does great and enjoys these stories. I'll speak to you all soon. The scariest thing that happened to me while on the Appalachian Trails is that one night I fell asleep and woken up to the sound of my tent being opened. I screamed, "What the heck?" and someone startled jumped back. They said, "Oh sorry, I thought this was my tent, I'm so sorry," and disappeared into the night, but I have no idea who they were or where they actually went. I can only presume it was somebody up to no good, because it wouldn't have made sense that they pretended they just stumbled upon my tent thinking it was their own if they were literally nowhere to be found afterwards. Clearly they're up to no good. On about day 3 of my camping adventure in the Appalachians, me and my buddy went outside our tent to smoke for a bit. While smoking, we heard whistling. Now it only sounded like it was about 10 or maybe 20 feet away, and it was somebody clearly whistling to get our attention. Now that was really odd. Both of us looked at each other confused as to what was happening when it starts up again. Now this goes on for about a good 5 minutes until eventually it gets further and further away into the woods. Now this must have gone on for about a good hour and a half before eventually it gets so faint that we can't hear it, and neither of us have a clue what this actually was. It definitely wasn't an animal, and it was probably a person, but who on earth could have been doing that out there at that time in the night, clearly without any hiking gear or anything? On about day 3 of my camping adventure in the Appalachians, me and my buddy went outside our tent to smoke for a bit. While smoking, we heard whistling. Now it only sounded like it was about 10 or maybe 20 feet away, and it was somebody clearly whistling to get our attention. Now that was really odd. Both of us looked at each other confused as to what was happening when it starts up again. Now this goes on for about a good 5 minutes until eventually it gets further and further away into the woods. Now this must have gone on for about a good hour and a half before eventually it gets so faint that we can't hear it, and neither of us have a clue what this actually was. It definitely wasn't an animal, and it was probably a person, but who on earth could have been doing that out there at that time in the night, clearly without any hiking gear or anything? I hiked the AT in 16 northbound. The scariest things mostly included running out of water and into black bears. In places where people day hike or sections hike a lot, you get silly people that actually feed the bears. They're usually running away from you, but the Fedbear actually associates humans with food. So, my scariest experience was waking up to having a black bear sniffing around my tent one night. Now, I feel this scene traumatized me since I remembered it so well. Whenever I think about it, I feel fear. The reason this memory scares me till this day is probably because I have yet to discover what it actually was. My best bet is some kind of animal, but the uncertainty frightens me so much. The day I decided to push a bit more, and even thought I was at a shelter with my trail fam and it was dusk. I just wanted to keep it moving and get to the closest camp spot ahead. Now, we've been there before. I waited out the momentary rain in the shelter and started hiking moments before it actually got dark. My buddy told me not to drink the water from one of the water sources ahead because apparently there was a factory accident or something that actually contaminated the river or stream. I remember then going downhill from that shelter, crossing the stream, then having to cross a highway that was pretty wide. At this point, I was ready to pitch my tent anywhere, but the surroundings didn't permit so I keep going. I got into a woody section of the trail where everything around my headlamp was pitch dark. The headlamp, by the way, had an issue, most likely because of the weak battery, but it would dim itself and I would have to reset it. It was enough to see where my next step was going, so I kept it dim. This is when I encounter a pair of eyes reflecting back at me from the right. Nothing out of the ordinary when night hiking, but could be anything really. The eyes are medium size, about 4.5 inches apart. Now, 4 feet off the ground, right next to them was another pair of eyes, but slightly smaller and shorter. My first thought was actually bear cubs, because the way they acted really reminded me of curious cubs mesmerized behind their mama bear. Now, I just let them be and focused on moving forward, and that's when I see it. One, two, three more of them, all varying size slightly, at this time on my left. Now I grab my trekking pole, a clever name I made for a modified trekking pole the size of a stake, and started banging it on a tree. The ice didn't move one bit though and stare back at me. Fine, I keep moving while I bang the passing by trees, and then as the trail turns right in front of me, I see another dozen pairs of eyes, all of them just sitting there, outside of the tree line, not moving one bit. This is when the fear started flowing, so I picked up the pace and turned right, ignoring my glare and peripheral vision, just storming out of there. Soon, I was out of that section and managed to make it to a pond where I stealth camped. Whenever I would tell others about this, they would shrug it off, saying I was just exaggerating or it wasn't a serious situation. But experiencing it firsthand, entirely alone, knowing that you're greatly outnumbered, was really scary. I wondered if anyone else had similar experiences that they can get out there, because my God, did this scare the life out of me. Now, this was about 10 years ago with my boyfriend, who is now my husband, in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. His mum is a big time hiker and was part of a hiking club that got awesome discounts on these very rustic cabins run by the state park. We decided to spend a weekend at one of them. The hike wasn't super far, probably a mile or so. The cabin's very bare bones. It had a deck off the back, so we're hanging out there when we heard it. To this day, the strangest thing, and it's so hard to describe, the sound was like somebody dropping something like a basketball. Thumps that become progressively closer and louder together, like when a bat gets close to the ground. The weirdest part of the sensation is that it seemed to vibrate from below or inside of us. The first time it happened, we were pretty weirded out, but thought that maybe there was something underneath the deck or house that was being weird. But it would become so powerful and prevalent that we actually get scared and run back inside. Nobody ever talked to us about it or described anything similar. It was really one of the strangest things that I ever encountered before. Now, I was hiking the AT in 2019. After a few days off in Hot Springs, and I got back on the trail, next morning, a guy shows up to the shelter, and I decided to barely hike to wait out the rain. Guy had really bad vibes though. It would turn out that this is a guy who ended up murdering another hiker and almost killed a second. Now, I ran into him multiple times. He knew my trail name and would recognize me. And I was terrified every time, and it turned out it was really for a good reason. Now, I grew up in the Appalachian Mountains, completely rural. I lived in a valley community. My house was surrounded by forestry and mountains. When I was about 14, my dad started to hear strange sounds coming from the hills behind our home, like knocking sounds as though something was hitting a tree, and the occasional inhuman yell. My dog, a rough and tough outside boy, was very drawn to those hills at random times. His ears would shoot up, and he would quickly run to the forest and stay for a while. Him going up to the hill wasn't uncommon, but at the time, he started acting particularly suspicious about them. And don't worry, nothing bad happened to him in this. Anyway, the noises started to become more frequent. My brother and his friends used to hunt up in the hills, and they heard the noises too. Much louder, of course, since they were near the source. One day, the noises wouldn't stop, and they progressed louder and louder. And there was occasional growling. My brother was pretty much sick of it by now, and wanted to get to the bottom of this. It'd been going on for about a year, really. Now it's evening, about to get dark, so he takes a flashlight and shotgun and heads up into the hills. He sees a creature that looked like what he said to be could be a Sasquatch. It was tall, broad shoulders and wide torso. He sees a silhouette because of the darkness that came. He chased it off, come back to the house and told me what happened and drew a sketch. The noises will stop after that day and actually never come back again. And a couple of weeks later, a new Bigfoot special came on TV and a witness actually did a sketch and it almost looked identical to what my brother had seen. In fact, we're convinced that it was still Bigfoot that lived there. My dad actually named him Sassy, short for Sasquatch. I decided to go for a lovely solo hiking camping trip in the Appalachian Trails. Well, not on the trails, but just off the sides of them. I thoroughly enjoyed my time in doing so, and I'd planned to be out there for about a week. I obviously had quite a lot of supplies with me, and I'd gone to an old military surplus to get one of those big rocks that the soldiers use. These things are extremely good. And it managed to get me really good stoves and other things while I was in the shop, so I was pretty happy. They basically gave me some little white cubes that you could light with a lighter and they would burn for ages and you could do some food. I had lots of canned food with me and I didn't carry too much because I was worried about becoming overcumbered and not being able to move much. Now, on about the fourth day of my hike, I hadn't encountered too many other people. There was actually one or two runners, which I thought was pretty weird because I couldn't figure out where they'd come from because I was now pretty deep in, but we always said a friendly hello. Some of them would opt to stop and chat for a while and I actually enjoyed this. A lot of them told me that they couldn't really see me because of the camouflage in my backpack and I thought that was pretty cool. I also had a raincoat which was camouflage, which is important to remember for later on in the story. Now, I eventually say goodbye to the couple of joggers that I encounter and say that I need to keep moving to get to the next post to set up camp, and everything's as it should be. For whatever reason, I wasn't feeling that great on this particular part of my journey. I don't think I was unwell, but just something on my body felt off. Every so often I would get like a sharp pain in my head that kind of felt like someone was stabbing the back of it. I was worried that a tick or something was biting me, but when I checked with my phone and mirror, there was nothing there. I actually had chicken pox when I was younger and I still had some scars from it, so I was pretty convinced that this was the issue. So I continue on my hike. Now again, the scenery is really nice, but I suppose that's what you expect in places like this. I'd gone on a number of solo trips before, but I was starting to think that maybe I preferred being with other people out here. The only problem was I didn't really have that many friends that are experienced enough to go with me. A lot of my friends would say, yeah, let's do this and this, and that I'm trained and I know what I'm doing, but when we actually got out there, I pretty much had to babysit them the whole way through. This can be very annoying because you end up basically teaching the whole time, and they always seem to do something wrong. I had one friend that didn't have appropriate footwear and they got these terrible blisters, and I pretty much had to carry them for half of the trike, which really exhausted me. If any of you are going to go hiking in the future or camping, just please make sure that you have the correct shoes because you don't want to be playing games with your feet out here. It turned out that my friend actually got his foot wet and had an issue with some early onset of gangrene, and it was pretty nasty. You can imagine the smell too. I won't describe it here because it makes me feel a bit sick, but anyway. Those were my thoughts at the time. I was pretty relaxed now, and I start to feel a bit better as I get more into the sun. Eventually I have to stop because I need to urinate, and I do so. About halfway through, I have a strange sensation that something's about to happen. Weirdly, I'm pretty much always spot on when these things happen. As I know, I've had it a few times where I've gone onto a train quite late at night and had a weird feeling, and then some lunatic comes up to me. I think this has happened 3 or 4 times now, and I'm actually convinced I'm a little bit psychic to these things, but that was what I was thinking. Okay, maybe there's somebody about to creep up on me. So I stop and look around, and I don't see anyone. I decide to be a bit more brave now and actually call out hello, even louder this time, but I just hear my voice echoing in the distance. I go to turn and I hear a hissing sound, and I see something that freezes me to the spot. Probably not 2 foot in front of me is a very large brown snake. I think it was brown, but I couldn't really see because it was well camouflaged. And what's worse is I've just urinated on its head pretty much. It hasn't moved, but I can see it moving slowly, and I don't know what to do. I'm pretty sure I've at least offended this thing or annoyed it, because, I mean, who wants to have that happen to them? I count my breaths and try my best to calm myself down because I'm really starting to panic. I always thought I was somebody who was good at not overreacting to things, but there have been a few situations where I have, and this was one of them. I take one step back, then another, and another, and I slowly get away from this thing, and I start to hear my breath normalize a bit. I don't take my eyes off of this thing, and I slowly make my way back to my pack. I quickly grab it, and do not take my eyes off this thing as I slowly make my way round the bend. What's worse, as I do so, I notice another one not far off from it. I don't know if they were partners or if it was its mate, but it was almost like I went into a little snake den, urinated on them and didn't realise. Now this snake was pretty big. I can't really say how big it is because I was so singularly fixated on it that I couldn't get a size of it, but it would have had to have been about 3 feet or so long, maybe more. And not really what you want out here, that's a pretty good ticket to death. With my hands sweaty, I go to check the time on my phone so I know how much further I have to hike. I realise I haven't got signal here, and that really scares me. If that thing had bit me, then I don't really know what I would have done. I had a backup satellite phone and even that wasn't connecting because of the tree density. I actually dwell on this for quite a long time, and I tell myself that I have to be more careful. I jokingly say, "Sorry, Mr. Snakes, I have done something terrible today," and I slowly make my way through a clearing. Now, while doing so, I don't really feel settled. I'm not somebody who's ever experienced shock or anything. I had a pretty scary experience once where I got robbed, and one of my friends said, "Oh, you must be in shock," but I just wasn't. I just didn't care much. I was of course shook, but not too badly. But this felt different. My hands are quite sweaty, but I keep having this pounding feeling in my head. It's almost like something's terribly wrong. I get worried that maybe I've got some kind of cut or something, but every time I check, I'm fine, and I keep putting it down to nerves attached to scar tissue from the time that I had smallpox as a child. But again, there's not really too much to suggest that this is the case, because every time I check, I'm clear. Now, eventually I make it up to my camping site, and I'm really happy to get rested. I had a pretty long day, and it was enough to make me not enjoy my trip so much. I encountered a couple of friendly hikers, but from that point on, something just felt really off. So I eventually take my shoes off, put my socks on, the comfy ones that I have, and I just relax a bit. I start reading a book, and again, I didn't really feel much of anything, but I realize I'm extremely tired now. It's kind of like dusky dawn. I don't know how you describe it, but when the sky is red, but about to be nighttime, and I settle in. I didn't set up a fire though, because it was warm enough not to need one, and I didn't want to cause too many issues here. I settle into my sleeping bag, and I fall into a very deep sleep. Now, when I fall asleep, it's almost like I've been transported into another world. I open my eyes, and I'm in a forest, just like the one that I was actually in. It's weird because I understood the similarity even though I was dozed off. I can see trees literally all around me, and there's something weird about this. Everything's just a little bit more red and dark than it should be. I wasn't actually sure I was dreaming at some points because how vivid it was, and I open up the tent door and step outside, really taking a good look at everything. Now, my tent looks completely different when I step out of it and I turn around and the thing's gone. There's also this weird deep bassy sound that's constantly following a rhythmic pattern in the background. It kind of sounds like if you're about to load a scary game and you know you've got some loading screen ambient sounds. Yeah, it's pretty much just like this. It was pretty worrying though for me because I've never experienced anything like it. I actually try and hit myself in the dream wondering if I'm actually asleep or not, but it doesn't make a difference. I look as far as I can and the trees seem to expand for miles and miles. And that's when I see it. Only for a second, but something which I can only describe as being similar to the Grim Reaper suddenly appears in front of me. This thing is extremely tall, like maybe 10 feet tall, dressed in this very dark robe, with some kind of red dripping off of it staring down at me. Now, it doesn't make a sound, but it's there for a second and it knows I can see it, and then it flashes away. I'm obviously pretty freaked out by this, and I can still hear the sounds increasing of this low rhythmic music, and I start to go further now. Now, I don't know how many of you are aware of the back rooms, but it really feels like I'm in one of those. I ended up jogging, but every time I'm jogging, the horizon just seems to reset almost, like it's spawning in every so often. Like, I'm almost a hamster running in a treadmill in a simulation. I'm not really going anywhere. I can't find my tent, and I can hear taps every so often. It kind of sounds like somebody's throwing a stone in a large room, and it really creeps me out. I don't know what that thing is, and the further I go, the more sly I seem to be getting. Now, I become very sweaty at this point. I now look down towards my feet and I feel like there's something wrong with the ground also. It really looks like it's almost melting. It's hard to describe, but you know when you see a heat wave, it's kind of like I'm staring at one of those, but I'm not. This is just normal. I actually start to scream out and become very anxious, but no sounds come out. and then eventually find what appears to be a way out of the woods, as they all seem to go off into one direction and one path finally. I start sprinting towards it. Now, I was probably sprinting towards this for a good 10 or so minutes before eventually slowing down. I turn back to look behind myself and I don't see anything. I turn back again and there's just trees upon trees. I don't seem to be getting much closer. I decide to make one last dash for it, and I sprint even quicker this time. I'm becoming aware of how hot I feel and how that everything feels different. Now, I eventually make it to the end, and just as I take one step towards what appears to be light, that thing appears again, this time standing dead in front of me like a guardian to the gates of hell. And then I snap out of it. I scream, and I'm suddenly back in my tent. I start feeling around to make sure that it's real and pinch myself, and I'm definitely awake now. I'm absolutely drenched in sweat and covered in some kind of weird liquid. It's almost got like a yellowy colour to it. I mean, it's not urine or anything that the snakes handed back to me, but it's definitely weird. It's almost like a glazing over my skin. I peel open the tent, very slowly, scared that I'm gonna be there still, but luckily things are normal, and it's morning dawn. Now, I take a while to try and calm down, but I can never shake the feeling. And that headache seems to come back again, with that pain just in specific areas, like somebody's got a needle on my brain. It felt really bizarre, and it kind of made me feel almost like I was gonna vomit and extremely uncomfortable. I pack up my things and then I notice something's odd. There are some carvings around where I was camped that definitely weren't there before, and things are different. I look and I can see some kind of skulls carved into the stones. This is definitely done relatively recently, but there's nobody around. It's like somebody's took a chisel and really perfectly carved out skeleton faces. But all of them have some kind of cracks, like they've got damage. There was only 3 of them in total, but it's extremely odd. I'm not really sure what to make of it, and these are far too heavy to move, but this was really odd. It almost looks like ancient ones that maybe the Indians would have made from Native America, but I wasn't so sure this is actually what it is. I just have a really bad feeling that I've camped in the wrong place, and I quickly get my things together, load up the pack and head out. Now, when I'm walking, I just cannot shake the feeling that something's about to go wrong again. I don't have too much longer left on this trip, and I don't want to let the whole thing be ruined. The other thing too is I'm pretty scared that this is going to change my confidence for doing future expeditions like this on my own. And that was never my objective, so I just try my best to be brave. I stop and make one of my favourite coffees and just do all of my favourite things. I start eating some things that I really like and eating some gummy bears. I think the sugar rush made me feel much better and I start to forget about the things worrying me. I think that's one of the most important things in life and there's really an art to it, but in this situation it's definitely needed. I make sure that I drink lots of water now because I'm worried that something's wrong. But I eventually make it up to one of the stations and thank God there's a few more people there. They ask me what's wrong and honestly say that I look like I've seen something. They say, did an animal attack you? Did someone hurt you? Are you okay? And I say, no, I'm fine, just tired. There's probably about 4 other people at this station. And I'm really relieved to see more people. I then ask how their hike was going, and they say that it was going pretty well, but there's been some reports of other campers and hikers seeing something looming in the woods. I ask them to describe it, and they say it was almost like a tree was moving, and when I hear that, my heart drops. I suddenly think of the dream that I had the night before, and I go to tell them, saying, it could be anything. Are you sure it wasn't a tree falling? And they say no. And for whatever reason, My brain just shuts down, and I almost feel like if I tell these people, they're gonna think I'm insane and report me or something, so I decide that the best thing to do is not tell anyone. I know it's a pretty selfish thing to do, but by the way, it was only a dream I had, so would I be crazy to think anything of it? I think so, and decide that everything's okay. I fill up on the supplies, and I start to feel better and have some normal conversations, and you know what happened? I almost completely forgot about it. I think I just needed to reconnect with more humans, and I'm able to completely forget about the things that are worrying me, and I feel much, much happier. I can feel myself smiling again, and I had a really good time, and I've actually stayed in contact with one of the people I met there. We've actually went on a number of hikes together since, and I've really had a great time. But anyway, I'm going away from my point here. So, after a really nice evening, the morning breaks and it's time for me to go on my merry way. This part of the hike is actually my favourite. The trees all appear very varied here, and the light is piercing down ever so beautifully. There's a few butterflies and everything, and honestly, this is more like an image of heaven, which is in big contrast to my dream previously, but at the time I'd forgotten about the dream. I continue, and I seem to be getting further and further away from what I know. The path that I'm on is just kind of like gravel, but you know the one that's only really formed because of people walking on it a lot. It feels nice to know where I'm going and that other people probably come here on a regular basis. That's when a jogger comes to overtake me. Now, weirdly, I didn't seem to hear them coming off on me. They just seemed to go right around me. I say, "Oh, sorry," half expecting them to say, "Oh, sorry," in return, but they don't say anything. They just jog off ahead of me. I stop to watch them jog off. I don't know why, I just kind of felt like doing it and just to take a break for a moment, and they eventually do so. And that's when I hear the sounds of stones being thrown. And some kind of deep echo, like something was thrown in a very large concrete room. The sound seemed to bounce for too long, almost like it's coming from a cave, but we're outside here. It doesn't happen too often, but maybe every 5 or so minutes, but I realize that this is exactly what I heard in the dream, and I'm being taken over by the fear now. I convince myself that it's nothing to worry about, but I know something's definitely off. It was kind of like I was going back to the place I was scared of. I close my eyes for a few seconds to try and calm down, and that's when I see it again. I can see a kind of animal skull face for a couple of seconds. It's very faint, but I'm certain I've seen it, and I now realize that something's really off here. I kind of cough to clear my throat and say, "Hey, anyone?" wanting to hear a familiar voice back, but I don't hear anything. The other hikers won't actually come in my way, and I don't know where the jogger has gone, but something felt weird now. Up to my right, the trees become very dark and shadowy, and I'm almost sure that I could see movement at first. I can see something dancing through the trees, and I presume it's just a jogger as they're getting away from me, but something felt different now. I decide now that I have to get back to another station, because when I get to this one, I've pretty much completed my trip, and I'll be able to hike out to the cars again in the morning. So, I haven't got too much further to go now. I've really picked up the pace, but while I'm walking, I keep hearing that sound again of the stones being thrown, and also some kind of faint drum. It seems very deep, but it seems to be getting quicker and quicker in tempo the further on I go. I ended up holding my head and closing my eyes again, hoping to make sense of this, but it doesn't. I start pinching myself to make sure that I'm not in a dream, but I definitely wasn't. I manage to put these feelings to the side, and eventually I don't hear much of anything, but something was off. I ended up getting to where the station is and where that I'm gonna set up camp, and there's no one around. I suppose it is probably a good thing because I wanted some peace and quiet here. I began setting up my tent very early because, I don't know, I just didn't want to do that in nightfall. I decided to take a good look at the surrounding area, and I actually got off a tree a little bit just to try and see anyone or anything. I'm not really good at climbing, but the way the branches are on this tree, it almost makes a ladder. I get about halfway up when one of the branches snaps and I scream out a swear word. I throw the branch on the floor and actually punch the tree stupidly. But that was fine. At least the ones underneath me didn't give way. I'm able to take a really nice look around now and I don't see anything again. I decided that the best thing that I could do now is make a nice cup of decaf coffee and try and enjoy the sunset that I can kind of see through the trees. And I do just that. Now maybe the sugar, or lack thereof should I say, and the familiar flavour kind of settled me again. And I think, yeah, you're just overthinking, maybe it's time to lay off some of the solo hikes for a while. And I quietly agree with myself. I eventually watch the sun go down and I go back into my tent, but I'm not settled. I'm alert, and it's almost like I'm waiting for something to happen. You might be wondering what was going to happen, and to be honest, so was I. I couldn't say what it is, because nothing was putting me in danger now, but I had the feeling that I was watching things happen. Almost like if you're in a movie and you know there's going to be a jump scare. That kind of feeling, but maybe not as intense. It was a pretty weird one that I hadn't felt to this degree before. I eventually close my eyes and drift off for a few seconds before waking up and quickly closing the tent. I almost hit myself for being stupid and not closing the tent because I'm not really worried about the thing outside but just other people or creatures. I have my things together and I'm holding my flask using the warmth for some kind of comfort. I kind of get halved into a dreamy state when I can suddenly hear a sound again. Now again, it's almost like a very, very distorted sound of a low tempo wind, or low in tone. It's almost like if you've got just enough air coming through a window, but almost like you'd hear it in a cave, but things are different again. I open up my eyes and it's just like last time, but I didn't remember it in the moment. I'm in my tent and this time it feels different. Where I am now is actually much more cold. The ground feels hard, almost too hard, like granite, I guess. I slowly unzip my tent and it's much more bright out. I look around and I can only describe it as a giant cave. It's weird because everything's almost slightly too bright, almost like you're halfway to heaven, but I'm inside some kind of cave and I can hear air rushing through everything. It's such a creepy horror movie sound. It really could be used for anything, I think, and I don't want to try and recreate it because I don't like the memories of it. But it was really harrowing, to say the very least. Now, I'm much more confused now because obviously I'm not in the forest and I don't know if I'm dreaming. So I try and pinch myself, but not much makes a difference, and I think maybe I am actually awake now. I was incredibly confused, and I know I have to get out of here. I get myself up off the ground again. I look around and there's nothing, just like last time. Now, I need to make my way out of this and the ground feels very cold and wet. The ground's now covered in some kind of low level of white liquid. It feels like water, but once you take your hand off of it, it immediately disappears. And I kept feeling like I had it on my skin, but every time I went to wipe it, there was nothing there. It was almost like something very cold had touched me, and that made me think that there was water on me when in fact there wasn't anything. Now I look up ahead, and I can see that this stretches for miles and miles. I look around, and it's the same the other way, and I wonder if I'm actually trapped here. I look behind myself, and that's when I see it again. This strange tall creature just glaring at me, but this time different. It's hard to describe, but kind of like a slender man, but almost a bit more thick. I actually look over towards where a face should be, but again, there's nothing there. And while I do so, I hear a voice that tells me, run. This sounded like it was coming from directly behind myself, but I know nobody's there and this is silly, it shouldn't be happening. But I had to listen to it, and I turn around and start sprinting. And it's almost like the ground is moving with me, like I'm running on a treadmill. The scenery isn't changing, and I realize this and come to a stop again. I look behind, and now there's a wall closing me in. I start running forwards just a little bit quicker now, and the ambient sound is increasing, again with some kind of knocking or something. While I'm running ahead, I can see the ground forming, and it's almost like there's nothing but white air below me, if that makes sense, almost like everything else is covered in some kind of fog. I run like this for a very long time, until I realize that I'm not making it out of here. That's when suddenly, I hear a voice again, telling me just to move. I don't know if this is in my head and I start hitting my face, but it doesn't do anything. I stop until I eventually collapse on the ground, and just like that, I can see something running towards me. It's those creatures again, but lots of them, not just one this time. They're coming closer and closer to me, and I pull myself up off the ground. I then see another one of those, but this time it felt almost warm, pointing me in a direction. It has what looks like a large stick, which is very dark for a finger, but it's pointing me towards some light. I then hear it telling me to run into the light, and that's just what I do. I run and eventually I see a very large pool of water. The creature is then floating next to me and tells me to jump, and that's what I do. I jump and land in the water, and within seconds I'm immediately flashed back to the real world. Now I wake up and I scream. It took me about 5 or 6 seconds to actually normalize and I get my bearings. I wonder why I'm so sweaty, and I think it was just a nightmare that I had, but when I go to take off some of my clothes I realize that I'm covered in water. And you know what? This is exactly like what I'd seen in the dream. Very cold and white in colour. I say, what the hell is happening to me? And I start to dry myself off quickly. I think maybe I've got some kind of weird medical condition, but what could I have had? Where did it link into my dream? I now lay collapsed on the floor for probably 10 minutes and fall asleep again. Except this time nothing happened, and I wake up feeling a lot better now. When I get up, I realize that I'm still a little bit wet, but it seems to be more like normal sweat this time. And I look around and I hesitantly put my hand on the tent opening. I don't want to open the door this time because I don't know what's going to be out there. I tell myself to calm down and that everything's okay, and I slowly unzip the tent. I make my way out and everything's as it should be. I let out a really big sigh of relief and everything's as it should be again. I laid there for probably about another 20 minutes until the sun kind of rises enough that I should be able to make my way the rest of the way out of there, and I feel great now. Great in the sense that I'm not in immediate danger, and I tell myself that I need to go to the doctor because no one should be dreaming like this. This is really horrifying for me. And I dust myself off and pack up my things, and I see it. Another skull. Just like the one I'd seen before, but how? It looks like somebody's chiseled it in again, but not recently, like this had occurred about 500 years ago. But it's right next to where I was camping. I didn't even realize the rock before, and it's embedded in the ground, but how could that be? I go to touch it until my hands start shaking, and I don't think this is a good idea. And I tell myself that you just have to make it out of here. Now I know everything could have just been a dream in my head, but it gets weirder. At least I'm telling myself that at the time, that this is all just a dream and everything's fine. While walking through the forest, it felt really weird this time. I didn't have that much further to go now, and something just felt really odd. I don't know, I couldn't describe it. But it was almost like I'd seen too much, and like I was a soldier coming back from war, completely out of place with whatever bright or positive environment that you left me in. It was almost like my senses wouldn't let me switch off, and that I was in somewhere but was constantly out of place. I'm forever looking around myself trying to find answers. I keep checking over my body for any signs of what could have been happening to me. I was just really hoping that maybe I had some kind of cut, maybe some kind of injury or illness that would explain all of this, but everything is like it should have been. I desperately hope that I can see some kind of hikers or anyone who can just put their arm around me and say it's okay, because this time I feel like I desperately need help, but again it doesn't come. I make it about halfway out when I set up my camp again. I feel impossibly tired now, and I think it was just from the mental fatigue and exhaustion because of how intense these dreams are. I collapse and I only have time really to set up my sleeping bag. I couldn't be bothered to set up the tent properly and I'm kind of half in one, if that makes sense. My legs are sticking out but I don't really care, it's daytime and I've set an alarm on my watch to go off in about 2 hours. Now I fall asleep again, and this time when I wake up in my dream, things are a lot more normal now. I'm in the same forest that I was last time, and there's no weird colours. Everything looks normal, just a little bit too dark. I'm aware that I'm in a dream now, but it doesn't feel as threatening as before. I walk around and not really sure what to do, sit down on a rock, and that's when I notice it. There's a presence that's just appeared to the left side of where I'm sitting. I turn around and I see it, face to face with a huge animal kind of skeleton that I can't describe. I don't know how it got there, but this thing was massive, probably like the size of 2 basketballs or something if it was to double in size, and it just stares at me. Frozen to the spot, I hear a voice now. In fact, it sounds like multiple voices talking at the same time, and it tells me, do not take that bridge. I was very confused because I was actually planning on taking a bridge home that day on the drive. And I say, what do you mean? And then it suddenly disappears and I'm awoken again. Now, as you can imagine, I was pretty scared, but I was actually getting more angry by the moment. I was tired of being haunted by whatever this thing is, and I was ready to check myself in for help because this isn't normal. I quickly get my things together and I brush off some insects that actually climbed on top of the sleeping bag, but I didn't care. I get everything together and I start hiking. I hike like a madman now. I actually forgot to drink water and start guzzling it, and I was almost vomiting because I drank far too much too quickly. I have to make it a bit further until eventually I make it to the car park and salvation. What was even better now is that there's lots of other people around. They look at me like I'm a little bit crazy, but I think that's just because I look so exhausted and tired. Someone says, am I okay? And I say, yeah, I just had a rough hike. And they say, oh, no worries, be careful, buddy. I don't actually reply because I'm so lost in my thoughts, and I load up everything into my car, not really sure what to make of my whole experience. I think maybe I have this thing called nightmare syndrome, I think that's what it's called, but where every time you fall asleep you have quite a scary intense dream, and it can be very tiring. I'm not so sure though, but I know I need to tell somebody about it. The only person that I know will really understand and believe me is my brother, so I decide that that's what I should do. Now I load up everything and I just sit there for a few seconds. I have to calm myself down enough to drive and to actually think about the way that I need to go. Now I have a few options here. One is more of a dirt road, backcountry route, but I decide not to take it. That's going to take me across quite an old bridge, which is pretty high up off the ground and has some running water below it, and I don't know, it could have been a weird coincidence, but I just knew I shouldn't have taken that bridge. It's kind of weird, it was almost like something that I knew and that I was 100% aware of, but nobody really instructed me other than that weird dream I had. So I decide to take the much longer route around, and I text my brother to say that I'm going to be over soon. He says, great, I can't wait to hear all about this hike. He doesn't have a clue what's happened, but my God, I do. I start driving, and all is normal. I flick on the radio and realize that I'm going towards a bridge. For whatever reason, I decide that now I should just turn back and go the way that I'd planned before, the longer route, and I do so. I get back into the right lane, and I get across to my brother eventually. Some of my friends have asked me, well, what happened during the drive, but kind of nothing. I guess I was so deep in thought that it kind of made time lapse almost. I can't really remember much of it, which is also strange, but I guess I just had far too much on my mind in that moment. Now, eventually I make it to my brother and pull in, and he's already on the drive and says, God, thank God you're here, I was worried sick about you. I say, yeah, it just took a while, I drove the long way. And he said, no, come here, quick. He grabs me and he shows me something. On the news, you can see that the bridge has collapsed and somebody was on it. Somebody unfortunately lost their life as the bridge collapsed and their car went straight into the water below with very fast running water. They would have had no chance to survive it. My brother actually had tears in his eyes because he thought it was me that day. Now that's when it suddenly dawns on me. I don't really believe in guardian angels. Whatever I saw was more similar to the Grim Reaper, but I don't know what it could have been. I really think something was sent there, in whatever dimension it was, to communicate with me, to warn me about something very dangerous happening, and if that hadn't have happened, I probably would have died on that bridge. I really don't know what my story is getting at here, but I just want people to listen and understand what happened to me. I just have too many questions, but now I've come to find more peace and kind of warm feelings from my story. I think whatever spirits are out there, you have good and bad ones, and this may have been a good one that protected me that day. I told my brother about everything that happened and he couldn't believe it at first. He actually thinks it was a guardian angel that saved me, and he believes in me, thankfully, and that's all I need, just one other person to believe my story. Thank you for listening to this because it's kind of great for me to get it out of my system. I hope there's more people who can survive things because of weird occurrences like this, but it's still pretty creepy what happened. If it was my guardian angel, then I wish it didn't look so scary.